idadiretso lang muna natin siya kay warehouse. Possible po yung Sir Jan. Just simply click the save. Click lang natin yung OK and automatic yung quantity na receive natin. Automatic po yung mag-filter out doon sa ating inventory. Okay, so ganyan lang kadali Sir Jazz yung ating inventory side as well as yung ating receiving side. Now, Sir Jazz, for example, sir, you want to check the, let's say, yung progress of our project. So, let's try to check dito po sa project progress monitors. Choose your project, dun tayo kay utility building and click view. So, dito pa lang sir, dito natin mag-check kung ilan na yung remaining budget natin for that specific transaction. Dito kay material, we have 99% of remaining, kaya malaki na pala yung budget natin. Same goes with the lipo, since hindi pa tayo nagpapatweldo, kaya meron pa po tayong 100% remaining. Same goes with the fuel, the rental, the other expense, dito po yung mag-fall out din. We also have spend percentage, and progress percentage din. So, ganyan po yan yung nakakaganda dun sa ating system search as. Now, sir, if ever po, let's say, for example, as is na lang natin na may progress na yung project na ito. So, of course, since may project na, pwede na po natin sisingilin yung ating customer. Okay, so, to singil, just simply click billing and billing transaction lang po tayo, Sir Jazz. Choose your project, let's say, dun tayo kay utility building. So, automatic lalabas yung customer name, contract cost, bill, and then the bill. Bill percent, let's say, for example, magbibill tayo today ng 25%. However, sir, i-deduct ba natin yung retention? Let's say, hindi pa naman tapos yung project, so magbibill muna tayo. And then, wala pa naman tayong nagamit na funds for our recoupments, magbibill muna tayo. That's why we have a total due of 12.5 million. As you can see, yung billing cost natin is number 1 na siya since nakapag-set na po tayo ng down payment kanina. You can print the receipt para pagka-save po natin. Ayan, meron po tayong billing receipt na mag-generate na pwede natin ibigay sa customer na set as naniningil tayo kanya. Okay? Now, since nakapag-bill na po tayo to that customer, let's say, for example, magpa-payment na po siya sa kanyang balances. So, just simply click receivable. And dito lang po tayo kay customer payment transaction. Choose your customer, which is sino ba yun? Si Sir Jasper Kaya, yung ating customer under utility buildings. To input the payment, just highlight and pwede tayo dito mag-set. And pwede naman double-click, dito tayo mag-set. Okay? So, pwede din po Sir Jasper yung partial payment dito sa ating system, sir. So, with every exact payment, set lang natin yung exact payment. But if partial, type lang din po natin. Let's say, of 168,000.